The House will come to order. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Flickrey.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Connolly. Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Freeman excused. Gay. Gingery, Goggles,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Illaway, Yagi,
here.
Kasparic,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Lubno,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Pedersen,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Simlek,
here.
Shepperson,
here.
Stewart,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Vronish,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
59 present, 1 excused.
Please stand and join us in the morning prayer with Father Gary Rozica from St. Mary's Cathedral here in Cheyenne.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Today's Valentine's Day. We remember St. Valentine, priest and martyr of Rome, as we celebrate this day which bears his name. Lord, we lift up all those whom we love and cherish, and beseech you that you keep them safe from all harm and danger. May the warmth of genuine human love sustain those who are close to us this day. Lord, we thank you for our lives, our families, our opportunities, and our challenges. Most of all, we thank you today for the privilege of living in the great state of Wyoming. Sustain those gathered here in courage and confidence as they face the needs of our time. Help them to build a better world for all who live in our state. May all they do be founded on the dignity of the human person, the value of family life, and respect for law. Lord, we pray, be with them today. All glory and honor and praise be to you, now and forever. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Childers.
Well, Mr. Speaker, for us old folks in here, I was reminded with the handouts this morning that we have an advantage over you young guys and ladies on your computer stuff. When you talk about tweeting, these are the original tweeters. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. We're at that order of business, Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker.
We're at that order of... Representative Greer.
Privilege of the floor. It's my first time this session.
Oh, there was a time for that coming up, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd asked to make sure I was in the right. Anyway, in the south balcony is Ron Harvey, the chairman of the Washakie County Commissioners. Good commissioner overall, great guy.
While you're standing, please welcome the doctor of the day, Scott Deering from Gillette, and nurse of the day, Ann Rega from Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Welcome. Any other privileges of the floor real quick before we get started here? Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the balcony to my right up here, my wife has one of her cousins down from Wheatland, and her husband, it's Vicki and Steve Farmley.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been delivering mugs. If you haven't paid yet, please pay. Not that I don't trust people to pay me, but it's just easier if I don't deliver mugs till I have money. And if you haven't ordered mugs, we still have, I think, quite a few left. I haven't added it up lately. I do not need 100 mugs of my own personal collection of the 61st. So come buy mugs.
You don't have to do as many dishes that way, though. Mr. Majority Whip, when you get a moment. We're at that order of business, Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, the Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 11, 2011 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Kasparik.
And messages from the Senate.
Message number 248. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a light committee number one from the House on Amendments to Senate File 23. The Senate conferees are Senator Case, Chairman, Senator Scott, Senator Hastert. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 249. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a light committee number one from the House on Amendments to House Bill 18. The Senate conferees are Senator Geis, Chairman, Senator Emmerich, Senator Rothfuss. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
And one more privilege of the floor here. Today, I'd like you to stand and welcome at least part of or most of the senior class from Torrington High School, Goshen County, came down to visit us today. So please welcome them. We are at that order of business, introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill and only bill is House Bill 1.
House Bill 1, introduced by the Appropriation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to supplemental appropriations for the general government.
House Bill 1 is referred to Committee of the Whole. We're now at that order of business, reading and signing of enrolled acts. House Enrolled Act number 6. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
House Enrolled Act number 6, being original House Bill 30, an act relating to judgment liens.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 6, being original House Bill 30. I have so signed. The next enrolled act is House Enrolled Act 7.
House Enrolled Act 7, being original House Bill 75, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 7, being original House Bill 75. I have so signed. The next is House Enrolled Act 8. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
House Enrolled Act number 8, being original House Bill 98, an act relating to bar and grill liquor licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign House Enrolled Act number 8, being original House Bill 98. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 9.
House Enrolled Act number 9, being original House Bill 115, an act relating to charter schools, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 9, being original House Bill 115. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 10.
House Enrolled Act 10, being original House Bill 57, an act relating to feral livestock, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 10, being original House Bill 57. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 8.
Senate Enrolled Act number 8, being original Senate File 41, an act relating to travel and tourism, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 8, being original Senate File 41. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 9.
Senate Enrolled Act number 9, being original Senate File number 4, an act relating to elections, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 9, being original Senate File number 4. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 10.
Senate Enrolled Act number 10, being original Senate File 5, an act relating to state lands, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 10, being original Senate File number 5. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 11.
Senate Enrolled Act number 11, being original Senate File 6, an act relating to agriculture and animals, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 11, being original Senate File 6. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 12.
Senate Enrolled Act number 12, being original Senate File 74, an act relating to economic development, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign in Senate Enrolled Act 12, being original Senate File 74. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 13.
Senate Enrolled Act number 13, being original Senate File 75, an act relating to economic development.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 13, being original Senate File 75. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 14.
Senate Enrolled Act number 14, being original Senate File 76, an act relating to environmental quality, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 14, being original Senate File 76. I have so signed. We're at that order of business, standing committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 12-121 engrossed, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Byrd, Greer, Kasperi, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stubson. No, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 143 engrossed, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Greer, Kasperi, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dave. No, Byrd, Zwanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Re-referrals. We're at that order of business, bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 63.
Senate File 63, introduced by Senator Case, an act relating to game and fish.
Senate File 63, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 92.
Senate File 92, introduced by Senator Bebout, an act relating to natural gas storage.
Senate File 92, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 99.
Senate File 99, introduced by Senator Martin, an act relating to sales and use tax on certain food items.
Senate File 99, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 116.
Senate File 116, introduced by Senator Jennings, an act relating to oil and gas enhanced recovery, microbial conversion.
Senate File 116, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 117.
Senate File 117, introduced by Senator Bebout, an act relating to the University of Wyoming Reclamation and Restoration Center.
Senate File 117, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 128.
Senate File 128, introduced by Senator Hines, an act relating to abandoned vehicles, storage expenses.
Senate File 128, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 135.
Senate File 135, introduced by Senator Nicholas, an act relating to public funds, University of Wyoming federal mineral royalties.
Senate File 135, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 137.
Senate File 137, introduced by Senator Perkins, an act relating to operation of motor vehicles regarding ignition interlock devices.
Senate File 137, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 2.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, introduced by Senator Nutting, a joint resolution regarding health care freedom.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring before you Second Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 and would ask for your favorable consideration. This really is what I hope will be perceived as a friendly amendment. It's not intended to in any way harm this resolution, but to prevent any unintended consequences that might result. It seems likely that that this resolution will go on the ballot, and I think it's important then that we do not put language in there that disrupts existing law beyond the purpose of the resolution. So at the end of line 9 and through line 12, I've proposed deleting that sentence because the rights of guardians or parents or other legal representatives to make health care decisions either for minors or adults who are not competent is well settled in the law, And I have a concern that if we put new language in the Constitution, we will disrupt existing case law on those issues. So in reality, it's just an attempt to prevent harm from this resolution should it go into the Constitution. But again, it's really not related at all to the specific purpose, as I understand it, of the resolution.
Please move the amendment.
Oh, I did, but I think I did.
Indulge me.
You brought it. I would move. I brought it. I guess I didn't move it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Amendment Number 1, to Second Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution Number 2.
Thank you very much. Anyone else for their first time? Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Speaker, a little bit bothered with it. I think I'll just sit on it for a minute and vote however you'd like to vote, and we'll come back tomorrow and see what it does.
Anyone else for their first time? First time, Representative Mr. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just quickly, I think the good lady from this county raises a good point, and it's something we really need to look at, and Representative Yagi also makes a good comment, so I stand in favor of the amendment at this time.
Anyone else for their first time, second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, the law is settled on when, for instance, parents can withhold treatment for their children or not withhold treatment for their children. There are a long line of cases in this state and in other places, and I think this just adds a question where we don't need a question. And again, it's certainly, I think it makes the amendment cleaner and, again, avoids disrupting existing relationships and settled law on this issue.
All those in favor of second reading amendment number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution number 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
All those in favor, please stand. The amendment has been adopted. Senate Joint Resolution number 2 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We're at that order of business. Bills on third reading and final passage. Consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please move Senate File 120. Off of your consent list, there is an amendment that will be circulated here in a minute. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills, Senate Files 18, 21, 42, 43, 67, and 68.
Does anyone wish to remove any other bills from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? Oh, I'm sorry. You have what? Go ahead, please.
Senate File 18, introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating commercial driving, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act compliance, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 21, introduced by Senator Geis, an act relating to taxation and revenue property tax exemption for nonprofit museum, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 42, introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to choice license plates for disabled veterans, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 43, introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to military affairs, Title 19's Veterans Commission duties, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 67, introduced by Senator Ross, an act relating to guardians and wards, guardianship and ward seal records, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 68, introduced by Senator Ross, an act relating to probate amendments, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman excused. Gay. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Forberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 18, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Brechtel, aye to no. Are there Crone, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Crone, a no vote? I'm sorry, Croker. I'm awake this morning, really. Croker, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Simlick, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Yagi, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 9 noes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 21, are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Brechtel, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Peasley, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Mr. Speaker? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 ayes, 14 noes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 42, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Peasley? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 58 ayes, 1 excused, 1 no. As to Senate File 43, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Madden, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 67, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 68, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate files 18, 21, 42, 43, 67, and 68 have passed the House. We're at that order of business, bills on third reading and final passage regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 24.
Senate File 24, introduced by Senator Martin, an act relating to state investments, being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hesitate to beat this bill up once again on third reading, but my past practice and my experience in the investment world, along with 8 years serving as an advisor to the state treasurer when we went from just about all bonds to a more balanced portfolio, I feel compelled to at least have everybody understand that this bill will provide whatever we can afford to lose. I hope you understand that. What we're doing here is taking money from the Minerals Trust Fund. That's $4.5 billion. It is not $15 billion. It is $4.5 billion. That is now allocated with an allocation balance of between bonds and securities. It lost almost $750 million in this last recession. It has now recovered it. And here we are looking at a bill and measure that says we're going to take 20% of that and make that available for other investments, investments that do not have a real good track record. And we, in particular in the legislature, have not provided a real good record or climate for this kind of investment to work. It doesn't fall into a category of balancing our investment portfolio. It trips it, as a matter of fact, into one that is unsatisfactory. If any one of you had been my client and had come to me and said that you wanted to have greater risk for a greater return, I would have said, okay, that'd be fine. I'll do what I can to find something that is suitable. But keep in mind, it's not going to be with my recommendation. I want you to carefully analyze your own finances and put into this risk for what you can afford to lose. No more than that. And here we are looking at $1 billion that you're saying is okay to lose. I just can't find that acceptable. As a result, I've taken the bill and given you an amendment, and I've tried to make it in a fashion in which it still gives us an opportunity. You did accept $25 million as the amount that would be available at the discretion of the treasurer for other investments, being municipal bonds, municipalities, joint powers agreements, or something of that sort. So you have $25 million, and you agreed to that, and so we've replaced that and put that back in. It was stricken by another succeeding amendment. We've deleted the $600 million and inserted $200 million as the total amount that can be handled in one project or in one succession, and deleted entirely the amendment of the original bill, which had a total balance of $500 million. That $500 million would be reinstated as the total amount that would be available. I know this is a tough sell. I appreciate that. I hope you appreciate that what we're doing here is we're dealing with the public's funds, and we're putting it into a risk that does not have a very good track record within our state. We have lost successively on ventures similar to this. But on the other hand, we do want to have some funds, and I think that the $25 million and the $200 million are more than adequate for helping out joint powers committees, municipalities, and such, where other kinds of investment vehicles are not available to them. So with that, I urge you to consider favorably the amendment that you have before you. I understand its sweeping ramifications, and I also understand that when we talk about promise and hope of what we're going to do in the future is fine and dandy as long as it's on solid ground, not to upset the $4.5 billion that we have so carefully saved over the last 40 years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Would you please move the amendment?
I do move the adoption of the amendment.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move to divide the amendment, proposing Division 1 as being lines 15 through 20 of the amendment, with Division 2 being the balance of the amendment.
The division appears divisible, so please proceed with whichever division you prefer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd speak on and against Division 1. And just, I don't think I need to discuss this in depth, but just to remind the body that we had a pretty long, extensive discussion about this very issue, and we decided it was appropriate that the $100 million would come before this body if the governor, the business council, and the treasurer deem that an investment of that amount or greater is appropriate. Again, for all the reasons we hashed out earlier, I think we should just leave that in place. This is a step backwards. It's saying that, we've had that $100 million in place for years with the discretion of the governor and the treasurer. This would take it back in an environment where we actually have more to invest than we had when we passed the statute initially. So I'd urge your defeat of Division 1.
Representative Pedersen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd speak on and against Division 1 of the amendment. We had the discussion yesterday, and I'd remind you that in current practice, the current level that we trust the process to go through is $100 million. This amendment says we trust the process 75% less than we did throughout our practice. So going forward, what we're saying is that we trust the process to go through, once again, the business council, the governor, the AG, the treasurer, finally put the whole piece through, and on that level we trust it. And why it also, that there's another level in here that if you look at 9-4-715, subsection D, and this is where we talked about it at length yesterday, and this is where the Uniform Prudent Investor Act comes in, and I just read this quickly to the body, but when approving, acquiring, investing, reinvesting, exchanging, retaining, selling, and managing investments of the state of Wyoming, the members of the board, the state treasurer, and designees of the state treasurer, or any other fiduciary appointed by the state treasurer, or the board shall exercise judgment and care of a prudent investor as specified by the Uniform Prudent Investor Act, and then it references WS 410-901 through 410-913. So we're putting a level of due diligence and a level of fiduciary care into each one of these pieces, and I would just say that that this amendment says that we don't trust that process. So I would like to have the body resist Division 1 of the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time on Division 1? Second time on Division 1? Representative Patton, would you like to speak to Division 1?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I understand you, Division 1 is lines 15 through lines 23 of the amendment?
I believe it was 15 through 20, Representative Patton.
Did you want to talk again?
Mr. Chairman, my conservative nature is to tell me to ask you to vote no. My realistic side of thinking that if that passes, that the rest of the amendment would pass. Thus, I'll chance it and see what happens.
Okay, we are voting on Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 24. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Division 1 to Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 24 has failed. We are on Division Number 2. Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against Division Number 2. There were a number of statements made by the good representative from up north that I think aren't quite accurate. This is not a bill that throws a billion at risk. What this is a bill that sets a process in place for utilizing these investments as economic development tools. Of course, given what we did on second reading, nothing over that $100 million figure gets done without this body saying, yes, it's a smart thing to do. Nothing gets done unless the treasurer, applying those rules that the good speaker from Laramie County mentioned, in applying those rules says it makes sense from an investment perspective. Nothing gets done unless the governor decides that this is in the state's best interest, and nothing gets done unless the AG signs off on the deal. So this is not putting $1 billion at risk. What it is putting a system in place that allows these economic development measures to go forward, that allows us to continue the discussion with companies that we've already talked about, companies that are involved and have approached the state that have projects in excess of this $100 million, in excess of the $200 million. So it allows those conversations to go forward and allows for us, when we have the information and before us, to make the decision of whether it makes sense for the state of Wyoming to proceed. So it's a good program. We've got a good history with it. I would urge you to vote against Division 2 and for the bill.
Representative Swanitzer Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would encourage you to vote for the amendment. Basically, the bottom line is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Do we want to put this amount of money at risk? It doesn't matter what the process is. These are unsecured funds. It doesn't matter if it goes through 30 people or 10 people. We have no idea what type of companies are wanting to come in. And do we want to put this amount of our investment at risk? Bottom line, these are non-guaranteed funds. This is a bond, and the state of Wyoming is the only bond purchaser of these. So, and if we're looking at that type of money and it's that lengthy of a process, then why can we not get some information on the companies that are coming and then make a logical decision? Maybe we would all be in favor of it. But I believe that our duties as a legislature is to protect the money of the people of Wyoming, and to just put it out there for some process to go through is very hard for me to vote yes for, so, or for that process. So I would encourage you to vote yes on this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time prior to the Representative Pedersen?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rising on against Division 2 of this, and I'm just going to walk through this process with you real quick. I think there's a couple of things that we need to keep in mind. When that we originally had that $500 million in here, we trusted the process to the same percentage that it's being moved to now. It was worth half as much in 2005. When we originally put in $500 million. And now there's twice as much in the fund, and we trusted it to the $1 billion level. The thing that I think about when I was thinking about this and why I wanted to support this movement is we start to think about the LDIs, and that's the legislatively designated investments. And that just doesn't pertain to the type of bonding that we're talking about in this particular account. It has to do with everything else that's out there. And when we have about I think we're looking at about $84 million of encumbered funds right now. There'll be an announcement later this week that'll bump that up another 20. And then you start to look at, there's a pretty big project that we're doing, that we're looking at in a bill today, in the budget bill, in the past budget bill up in Campbell County for providing water. And you look, that's an LDI. That's a legislatively designated investment. And I'm worried about when you push the caps on these things, are you leaving enough room for what we've decided that we want to support in policy? And I don't think that we're moving up unconservatively. I think that this is actually in line with where we were and trusted the process 5 years ago. And so I'd encourage everybody to resist the second part, Division 2, rather, of this amendment, based on that we have a process that goes through and we have these pieces that we've said as a state that we want to cover and that are important investments to us. And narrowing this cap could actually undo a lot of the good work that this body has done. So I'd leave that to your thought process.
Representative Patton, anyone else for their second time prior to the good representative? Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I took a chance and lost. We're now on the line 1 through 14 and 21 through 23. It's to me, amount of risk that you're willing to place. These bonds that they're talking about are bonds that were not arrived at competitively. They're negotiated. This whole thing is negotiated. So when we talk about the prudent man rule might be don't ever invest in anything that exceeds 10% of your total portfolio. You have put in here, there is a limit to the amount of any one project. But you have now before you the opportunity of saying, okay, $1 billion we can afford to lose. Projects are all worthwhile. We had a Santa Claus bill here not long ago, and we defeated that. So where we were going to give away the quote-unquote excess that was ill-defined, now we're doing virtually the same thing by saying that the amount of money that we could put at risk is $1 billion, and that's over 20% of the monies that are available. It just does not add up. It does not make sense. And to me, is not supportable based on experience. I vote that you vote for the amendment and then for the bill.
I apologize. Would you clarify for me, was I on your first time or second time on that? Because I think I was saying second time, and I don't want to cut anybody off.
I'm not clear either. You said second time, so I accepted it the second time.
Well, and I saw Representative Brown standing up there at 1.2, and then he sat back down. So I don't want to cut anybody off, but if I was on, well, if we're on first time, I mean, he gets to go last on second time as sponsor of the amendment. So if we're on second time, he gets the last word. So are we good? That's what I'm asking. Representative Stubson, I believe we were on our second time.
Mr. Speaker, I thought we were on his first time on this division. Representative Pedersen, who went before, was on his first time on the division.
The House clerk says that that's correct. And so, yeah, that was your first time, Representative Patton, and we'll give you another time after the good Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I don't understand the statement that was made that these are unsecured. I just don't see that. And I would direct the body to Section 94715, which is the section in the statutes we're working on, which the title of that is Permissible Investments. And we are in paragraph M, which allows the state treasurer to do what we're doing. And Romanet 3 under that says, no investment shall be made under this subsection unless the bonds, that's what we're talking about, bonds provide A. The state of Wyoming will not acquire an ownership interest in the facility being financed except to realize a security interest. B. The proceeds of the bond shall not be made available to the facility owner until construction of the facility is ready to commence. C. The principal and interest are secured by a pledge of revenues from the operation of the facility or infrastructure, and a mortgage on the facility or other facilities or infrastructure with a loan-to-value ratio not exceeding 75% of the appraised value of the collateral. D, the principal and interest may be secured by additional security as required by the state treasurer or governor upon recommendation of the Wyoming Business Council with approval as to form by the Attorney General. Now, those sound like secured funds to me. Not more than a loan-to-value ratio of 75%. That means that there's got to be an appraisal
evaluation of the property, and the lien cannot exceed 75% of whatever that appraisal is. So that's number one. It's secured by a mortgage. Number two, it's secured by a pledge of revenues from the operation of the facility. And then beyond that, it gives the discretion that the principal and interest may be secured by additional security as required by the state treasurer or the governor upon recommendation of the Wyoming Business Council and with approval as to form by the attorney general. So they are secured. 75% is loan-to-value ratio is a little bit aggressive on those, but when you couple it with a pledge of revenues and you couple it with additional security as prescribed by the treasurer or the governor, I just don't understand that statement. I think they are secured, and they're secured very well.
Representative Wanitzer. Representative Stubson. Have you gone for your first time on the division? Okay. Anyone else for their first time on Division 2? Second time. Representative Wanitzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In committee, the Treasurer's Office came with a written document, and the first item on that written document said that these are not secured. And I could not find that piece of paper really handy, but the official statement from the Treasurer's Office, and that's where that comment has come from. I went down and visited with the Treasurer's Office, and that's what they said. Also, you know, we're generally a fiscal conservative state. And I'm not sure if this falls in the whole guidelines of being fiscally conservative when we put up a fifth of our assets for a loan. So I just wanted to clarify, though, Mr. Speaker, where I come up with that statement. It was, and I can surely produce that with a little more time here. Thank you.
For your second time, Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I can't represent what the Treasurer's Office may have said or not said at times, but it's clear. It is unambiguous in the law. These are secured funds. Not only are they fully secured funds, but there has to be 25% equity in order for them to even look at a deal. And that's in law. That's what we've decided to do because it's a wise use of our monies. And I think the good representative from Laramie County made a great point. We actually, in speaking in favor of this division when he initially spoke, and he said, what companies do we know are coming down the pike? Why don't we know who these companies are? And that's the exact reason we need to vote against this division, is because we don't know what opportunities are coming down. We haven't even imagined what sort of opportunities are coming down the tracks that may make sense to Wyoming in the future. And that's why we built in protections, reviews. The legislature gets to say no if these are too big and we decide it's unwise. And so leave the opportunity open for us to look at those companies that may come out and may have a real economic development opportunity for the state that makes investment sense. I just urge again your opposition to Division 2.
Representative Patton, now you have your second time and the last word.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The one comment is, as we read from the Investor's Bible, our statute, describing what process had to be there, what their values were, kind of glossed over what was really said. If you were in the investment business, you know the distinction between a revenue bond and a general obligation bond. What we're talking about here are not general obligation bonds. Those municipalities cannot put together, without a vote of the public, a general obligation bond. They are dependent upon revenue bonds, and that's what we're talking about, are revenue bonds. If you were in the business, you would have a distinction that you must tell your clients, the difference between a revenue bond, and if the revenue fails, the bond fails. There isn't anything there to recover. It's gone. If you had a general obligation bond and they fail on the general obligation bond, the remaining residual property that has a value is available for some kind of compensation or return of the principal. So my point is to try and make sure that everybody understands that what you're putting at risk is revenue bonds that apply as they're describing. The 25% rule is 25% of what was estimated to be the revenue. Not for sure. It's not there. It's only a hope for, it's a prayer. My prayer is that if you pass the amendment as presented to you now.
All those in favor of Part 2 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 24, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Part 2 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 24 has failed. And Senate File 24, it has one more amendment, and Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 24. I urge your favorable consideration of it. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I think it's extra important that we take a look at this. What it does on page 2, line 18, is insert the language that any investment under this subsection shall be subject to the prudent investor standard as specified in subsection D of this section, and that's listed elsewhere in this particular statute. And this all started in my mind by consulting the LSO attorneys here and the attorney staff, and I asked them, under the way it is worded now, is the prudent, are these investments subject to the prudent investment standard? And he says, well, it kind of is. It kind of is, but if you put this amendment in, this makes it clear that any contemplated investment under this new statute or this statute as modified would be subject to the prudent investor standard. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The thing is, with the failure of the previous amendment that came through, there's really, what is the exposure, the difference in exposure between what we have today compared to what it will be when this law becomes law. And, we've got a total, as a result of this, of these type of bonds that are non-marketable bonds, of up to $600 million, and that represents about 22% of the permanent mineral trust fund. And, you just take, well, how big is $600 million in terms of what we can do to the corpus every year? If we add the same amount to the corpus in the next 2 years that we added this last year, it would take 2 years' worth, two more years of what we contributed this year to get that $600,000. So we're talking about just subjecting $600 million to make sure that it's specifically identified as being subject to the Prudent Investment Act. And the other thing, a lot of people, I guess I didn't know a lot about it, a lot of you may not know what the prudent investor rule and the prudent investment standard is. And I want to point out, it's not onerous. It's not it's nothing more than what you would do if you went down and talked to your stock market guy and wanted to buy some stock. It just, all it simply says, this is in Title 410 and 901 to about, I think it's 913 or 914. And there's different provisions for different types of assets we might contemplate and what should be considered in a prudent investment decision. But in the overall definition, a prudent investor simply says you owe a duty to the beneficiaries of the trust to comply with the prudent investor rule set forth in this article. And if you look at 902, it just says, in satisfying this standard, the trustee shall exercise reasonable care, skill, and caution. And furthermore, it says a trustee's investment and management decisions respecting individual assets shall be evaluated not in isolation, but in the context of the trust portfolio as a whole, and as a part of an overall investment strategy, having risk and return objectives reasonably suited to the trust. And it goes on and on for several pages, and you can read that on your own. But that's the issue here. All of the other investments we make in the Permanent Wyoming Mineral Trust Fund, this standard is adhered to, and it just all this does is make it explicit that the prudent investment investor standard is going to be abided by. And I think that's particularly important now that we're talking about some big money. So I urge your support, and we'll be glad to answer questions if you have any.
Representative Pedersen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is what this amendment does is Section M is what's being changed in the bill and refers it back to Section D, which is that prudent investor standard. So I think that underneath the section it does that, but re-referring to it wouldn't do any harm at all. So it's probably just fine because this would just extra clarify the fact that you're still subject to the aforementioned section. So I don't see a bad thing about it. We can support the amendment.
Representative Zwanen, Sir Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did want to rise in support of this amendment, and I also did bring that letter from the state treasurer. And the question was posed, does purchasing a bond at below market interest rates pose a problem? And the answer is, these are revenue bonds for economic development, and they are not guaranteed. So with that in mind, I would still ask you guys to vote in favor of the amendment.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On in favor of the amendment, I think for all the reasons articulated by the good sponsor, we do want to make sure that the prudent investor rule does apply, and it probably does already, but it does no harm making that clarification. With respect to the last comment, that's talking about a guarantee. It has nothing to do with whether they're secured or not. These are secured obligations.
Anyone else for their first time, second time? Before the sponsor, Representative Madden.
I just called for the question.
You want to go again? We have a request to go first, second time, so it's all right. Representative Zwan, Sir Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to remind the body that that I am in favor of this amendment, but even with the amendment, you really got to look at that bill. Thank you.
And the question being called, all those in favor of third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 24, please say aye. Those opposed? The amendment has been adopted. Senate File 24, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger, Blake, Blickery, Blickery, Bonner, Botten, Brechtel, Brown, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Childers, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, excused, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, aye. Greer, aye. Green, aye. Harshman, no. Harvey, aye. Hunt, aye. Ilway, aye. Yagi, aye. Kasparic, aye. Croker, no. Crone, aye. Lockhart, aye. Laux, no. Lubno, aye. Madden, no. McKim, no. McComey, aye. Miller, no. Moniz, aye. Nicholas, no. Patton, Peasley, no. Pedersen, aye. Peterson, aye. Petroff, aye. Korberg, aye. Roscoe, no. Simlick, no. Shepperson, no. Stewart, no. Stubson, aye. Teeters, aye. Throne, aye. Bronish, no. Wallace, no. Swanitzer Dan, no. Swanitzer Dave, no. Mr. Speaker, aye. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 40 ayes, 19 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 24, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 24 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 26.
Senate File 26, introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to speed limits on county roads, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Senate File 26, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman excused. Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Goggles,
aye. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
Peasley, no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? McComey, no to aye. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 26, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 26 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 77.
Senate File 77, introduced by Senator Geis, an act relating to county officers' removal from office, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
In Senate File 77, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman excused, Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 77, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 77 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 120.
Senate File 120, introduced by Senator B. Bowd, an act relating to government reorganization, workforce services, and employment reorganization, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring third reading amendment number one to Senate File 120. The amendment has a couple of deletions and a clarification in it. In explanation, I'd like you to recall the discussions before the legislative session about working for government efficiencies and service to Wyoming customers and to do those sorts of things quickly. One of the discussions related to the Department of Employment, the Department of Workforce Services, which are very large departments within our state government, and they have two different reporting relationships, including different reporting relationships to committees. With that background, I'd like to ask you to look at the proposed third reading amendment and urge your support. On page 4, line 17, in our review of it in the Minerals Committee, we neglected to include both the department of our, or the two committees that the report, the departments reported to, and so that just adds that back to where it's both the Minerals Committee and the Labor Health Committee, because both of them during the year of 2011, when this work is being done, will need reports back to them, and so that's added back in. But the substantive issue is on the two preceding paragraphs where we go back to what was intended by the effort. And that was to transfer departments of employment into one function. And with the amendment that was passed on reading number 2, it really moved it from a collection to a merger and a different, significantly different process. So I'd urge your support of the amendment and also for the bill.
Jim Childers.
Well, Mr. Speaker, actually, I'm bringing the point of order. I do always appreciate the good chairman of Minerals and his words, but he needs to stop bringing and he needs to move the amendment.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought that I did, but apparently I didn't, and I'd admit to that, and I'd move the amendment and urge your support.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems like the good chairman of Minerals and I seem to have trouble moving amendments this morning. But with that, Mr. Speaker, I would like to propose dividing the amendment. The first division would be lines 1 through 3, and the second division would be lines 5 to the end.
You're going to leave 4 all by itself? I'm just kidding. Okay, so what we'll look at, I'll look to see if it's divisible, but we'll do 1 through 4 would be division 1, and 5 through 11 would be, or 10 would be 2. And I have to look at that real quick, so. It looks as though it's divisible. The second reading amendment dealt primarily with inserting, deleting the word transfer, inserting merger. And it looks like this amendment doesn't conflict with the second reading amendment that we previously adopted. So I'm going to rule that it's divisible. And so, Representative Throne, if you'd like to speak to Division 1.
Mr. Speaker, you'd prefer that we do Division 1 first?
Actually, it doesn't matter to me. If you'd like to do 2, we can do 2 first.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to do Division 2 first and would ask for an aye. On Division 2, I think it's important that both committees that have previously been involved with these departments continue to receive the reports.
Anyone else on Division 2? Division 2, all those in favor of Division 2, the third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 120, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Division 2 has passed. We're back on Division 1 for your first time. Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to Division 1. Essentially, this undoes what we had a lengthy debate about on second reading. What we're talking about is bringing together two large groups of people. And when you're talking about folks in state government, it makes a lot more sense to call it a merger rather than an acquisition. So the sole point of the second reading amendment was to provide some comfort to the Department of Employment employees so that they would feel like their jobs were still valued, their functions were still valued. But substantively, it doesn't change anything because the Department of Workforce Services, the combined agency will still be called the Department of Workforce Services. And the person who has been already appointed by the governor to be the head of both agencies, or if we pass this legislation, one agency, is the current director of Workforce Services. So there's no risk that the Workforce Services morale or culture will not be dominant, because whether we call it a merger or not, it's kind of a takeover, no matter how you look at it, because it will be called the Department of Workforce Services. And I think that sends a strong message that we want the culture of Workforce Services to become the guiding culture of the newly created agency. But we don't need to go so far to accomplish that goal to tell all those hundreds of people who work for the Department of Employment that they are being taken over by another agency. Just to refresh everybody's memory, that includes OSHA, MSHA, unemployment insurance, workers' comp. These are all substantial programs that all have value, and we need to send those folks a message in terms of bringing these agencies together that they still count. That's really all the second reading amendment did, and I think that's why it should stay. It's also consistent with the language passed by this House 2 weeks ago. So with that, I would urge a no on Division 1.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge an aye vote on Division number 1. When I first heard this concept, I was opposed to it because the Department of Workforce Services was broken out of the Department of Employment several years ago for the very reason is that they were not being effective. Now they have come out on their own, and they are effective, they are respected, they are doing their job, they're positive. People talk about Workforce Services, and they smile because they know that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, if you talk about those other divisions, it's not the same kind of response. Not for my constituents. It's not the same kind of response. And so the only comfort level I got in this merger was a takeover, was that the culture, the positive influence, the ability to steer the ship, if you would, in these other departments. And as far as the comfort level of the employees, quite frankly, I'd just soon shake it up a little bit. I'd just soon shake it up and say, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, and you're going to have to listen, and you're going to have to pay attention. I've had constituents who've been on the phone for 2.5 hours on hold waiting to apply for unemployment benefits. I think that's unacceptable. I think that, yes, they are merging. Yes, they are keeping the same. But I think that those employees just simply do need to be put on notice that there's a new sheriff in town, and pay attention because our culture is different. Our culture is positive. Our culture is customer service oriented. And that's what led me to support this bill in the first place. Thank you.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rising on and in support of the division,
In a former life, when I was fresh out of college, I actually worked for the Department of Workforce Services. And I can tell you it didn't make any sense to me at the time why DOE was a separate agency. We worked with them constantly every day. There was, and really that's not what we're arguing about here today. What we're arguing about is the difference in culture and morale and making people feel comfortable. And quite frankly, I don't think that that is a necessary conversation for us to have. No one is talking about a takeover except for the good sponsor of the second reading amendment. You know, we're not trading them off to the state of Nebraska, for example. They are still going to be part of the culture and part of this state. And I am not too concerned about the feelings of the good people at DOE. I think they understand that they're valued. We're not eliminating anyone. We're simply trying to make a seamless transition. So I would ask you to please support the amendment.
Chairman Lockhart, for your first time on the division.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in, of course, for the Second Amendment addition. I think the thing that hasn't been touched on this time is that there is some urgency to make the move. Once a change is in order, you need to have that done and done as clearly as possible because it does influence people and how they work, and the sooner you do it, the better. And I think this particular amendment puts it on the track so that people have certainty of where they're going that they wouldn't have if it was a merger concept where people are trading off things between two organizations. And the lead with the Department of Workforce Services is clear in the original bill before the amendment.
For their second time, anyone for their second time prior to Representative Throne?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You can agree with everything that's been said by all the supporters of this amendment and still vote against it. There is a new sheriff in town for all of those employees at the Department of Employment, and she is the current director of the Department of Workforce Services. It is very clear that there is a new sheriff in town. And when I first started working on this legislation in July and spoke to the new director of the combined agencies in October, her main concern about the draft at that time was I had employment absorbing workforce services. And she told me then that she was worried about the morale in workforce services if we did it that way. So it would seem to me that at this point in time, we ought to worry about the morale of the hundreds of people who work in the Department of Employment. Substantively, the second reading amendment changed nothing. Contrary to what the good chairman of Minerals said, it doesn't affect the timing at all. Timing remains the same, whether you call it a merger or a transfer. The 60 of us here should not sit around and manipulate and cause discord in agencies when there's no reason to do it. There's no reason to cause any discord in this combination process. But if you call it an acquisition, you're telling the hundreds of people, whether they were the ones who have been helpful to citizens of Wyoming or the ones who've been a pain in the neck, as apparently some folks have experienced. It just makes no sense to call it an acquisition. In any other combination that has occurred over the last 20 years in state government, it's never been done this way. Never. So it makes more sense to call it a merger. It's what this body voted for the first time around, and I think that should continue to be our position. Certainly, if we leave the second reading amendment on, we have some ability to keep that concept alive and to discuss it as the bill moves forward. Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the discussion and the positions of those who are in a different position than I am. But that said, I think giving a direction and giving it clearly to the employees of the state of Wyoming is the right thing to do. So I urge your support for the second portion of the amendment.
All those in favor of Part 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 120, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Part 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 120. You want to do a division before I even let you know what it is? All right. All of you in favor, stand up. The amendment is adopted. Part 1 is adopted. So Senate File 120, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? And the chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy. Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund, Esquivel, Esquivel,
no.
Freeman, excused, Gay, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Fronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Byrd, aye to no. Blake, aye to no. Kraft, aye to no. Goggles, aye to no. Connolly, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 9 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 120, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 120 has passed the House. We're at that order of business request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is Message 246 on House Bill 15. Chairman Simlich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 15 and ask for your aye vote. The first page of the message that you see there was just some wordsmithing, nothing of real consequences. The second page just showed some work on the part of the other body trying to decide how they wanted to do some of the amendments. They put some in, they took some out, and when they finally landed, one of the things that they did take out that's added back in the bottom of page 2 is the penalty. So that penalty for people in violation of the Weed and Pest Act, which was already in statute, $750, make sure that it's still there. And then the third page, some kind of interesting work here. The remedial requirement, and we talked a little bit about that in the House, and they tried to increase kind of the bar, really, for what would fall underneath the remedial requirement. You can see that language there under the three Romanets. The proposed remedial action would control target weed and pest and so forth. I won't go into a lot of detail explaining that because the fact is in the 30 years of the Weed Pest, this section of the Weed and Pest Act that's been in place, no remedial action has ever been taken. So this was, in my respectful opinion, is this was kind of some good people with some strong personalities here that are doing some work here. But, Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I would ask for your aye vote on this concurrence.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 15. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman excused, Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 6 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 15. The next message for our consideration is message 247 on House Bill 117. Chairman Childers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 247, and I urge your concurrence on House Bill 117. It's requiring a report, but the good chairman of corporations is just dying to tell you more. I urge your aye vote, and I'd turn it over to the good chairman of corporations.
Chairman Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No, I'm not dying to. I just want to make you aware there was lots of discussion in the body down the hall in regards to House Bill 117, which is the mega data center bill. After considerable discussion, this is a Section 2 amendment, which really does not go into statute. And it really says, if requested by the Department of Revenue, that there will be some reporting. So this does not harm the bill. It does not harm where we were trying to go with the mega data center bill. And I would certainly appreciate all of your work on it and would ask for your concurrence.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 117. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Edmonds, Eklund, Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman excused, Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 117. Appointment of Conference Committee to Senate File 23 will be Representative Byrd, Brown, and Illoway Chair. Re-referrals. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have Senate File 121 and 143 referred to your committee number 2, Appropriations.
It's been moved for re-referral of Senate Files 121 and 143 to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We're at that order of business. Consideration of bills on general file, but we'll hear from Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On your list, would you move Senate File 88 below Senate File 57, Mr. Speaker? And insert House Bill number 1 after Senate File 103, which would be the fourth bill on your list. And then with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn, or the House stand in recess until 2 p.m. today.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor? All right. Those opposed, the House will stand in recess until 2 p.m. Committee announcements. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2 will meet immediately upon adjournment to finish up Senate File 144.
Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet at noon in House 18, and we'll discuss Senate File 54, Disability Insurance Rates Notice. And then if there's time, we'll discuss Senate File 113, Engrossed, Surveyors and Engineers Practice Act Revisions.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 15th, 10 minutes after adjournment. We will consider Senate File 112, Engrossed National Guard Billeted Soldiers Fund, and Senate File 131, Military Department Federally Funded Positions.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, will meet Wednesday at 8 a.m. in room H10 to consider the following bills. Senate File 109, Engrossed, State Parks, Temporary Peace Officers, and Senate Joint Resolution 1, Engrossed, Right to Hunt, Fish and Trap.
Any other announcements? The House is in recess until 2 p.m.